Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Guys, I don't know if you saw this, but you know, just recently, Mark Burnett, I mean, this guy's an amazing producer, he's produced a bunch of television programs. Mm-hmm. Last night, they aired the very first segment, I believe, the very first story or program out of a 10-part miniseries of the Bible.
Oh, wow.
And man, everybody's talking about this. I mean, Mark Burnett and his wife, they're Christians, and, mm-hmm. and you know, they had a burden to they feel a call to see this come to pass. And you're looking at just amazing quality and just kind of a newness to what's been done before. Mm-hmm. And the fact, we have a brief interview that we want you to hear their own personal story on how they got onto this endeavor and what their hopes are as a result of putting the Bible now on TV. Listen up.
Remember me by doing this. I'm going to the Father, but I will always be with you.
Hollywood couple Mark Burnett and Roma Downey have joined forces with the History Channel to create an epic 10-hour miniseries called The Bible.
It's Jesus!
When you look at a project of this magnitude and this scope, how do you boil the Bible down into 10 hours? How do you do that?
It took us a couple of years, really, and we got the advice of many theologians and advisors and figured out that it should be a through-line narrative, God's love for all of us, Genesis through Revelation.
From the moment Adam and Eve fell from grace, we have been a people wanting to get back in connection with God. Mm-hmm. And that was one of the themes that we felt we really wanted to see through those Old Testament characters. Mm-hmm. We see each of them attempting connection and failing, attempting connection and failing. And so God so loved us that he sends Jesus for us. And our New Testament narrative begins with the birth of Jesus, who comes and brings us home. And so that was the connective love story that we wanted to tell. We only had 10 hours, so we had to condense the stories. It ended up really, it's more of an introduction to the Bible.
In tackling a production of this magnitude, great care was taken to make the finished product look and feel authentic.
We went to Wazazat, which is about 3 or 4 hours drive down over the Atlas Mountains out to the edge of the Sahara. And we chose this location because it allowed us to achieve these beautiful biblical landscapes.
There's no way to replace some of those epic kasbahs, which, you know, look like they belong, and probably do belong, 2,000 years ago.
We want to make the Bible come to life with fresh visual imagery for this generation. So we gathered to us just the best in the business. We have the best CGI, Oscar-winning team who created the special effects for Gladiator.
Portuguese actor Diogo Morgado plays the role of Jesus Christ. When you were approached about doing this role as a performer, as an actor, what went through your mind?
I think the first thought was, I can't do it. Honestly, it's like this is too much.
You will all fall away.
We're not just telling a story, you know. We're trying to touch people's hearts. We're telling a story that people live by. I grew up knowing the Bible. I grew up believing in Jesus Christ. So with the fact that my own faith and my own beliefs getting involved is like, how can I do someone that I know so well? What should we do? Should we go to the thing that people know about, or just sharing your own experience, you know? So I think I try to do it both a little bit.
It has begun.
In their years of successful work in Hollywood, Mark and Roma say this project is one of the most powerful productions they've ever worked with.
It's human, it's connective, it's beautiful. And then through the whole thing, it's this heartbeat of faith, this heartbeat of God's love. The project was made to glorify God.
Wow, powerful. I mean, powerful. My understanding is they have the stories in the Bible of Abraham. And last night was the first night. You want to check your local cable listings. But they have the story of Abraham and Joshua, I believe Samson and Delilah, Jesus. And it's just amazing to see. I mean, just the quality. If you look at the trailers alone, you think of, man, this is pretty good. Abraham looks pretty cool, you know?
Yeah.
But it's always cool just to kind of see the Bible acted out and the stories and the accounts that we've actually have read for so long, just to see them played on kind of on the big screen. This is a really awesome thing, and I really am encouraged by Mark Burnett and his wife and their stand. I believe she's an actress as well.
Yeah, she was actually in a TV miniseries, I don't know, about 10 years. Yeah, Touched by an Angel, about 10 years ago.
That was really popular.
Yeah, it was really popular for a long time.
Yeah, I think the guy from Little House on the Prairie was on it too, wasn't he? Michael Landon or something?
No.
He wasn't on it?
That was a different one.
That's something else. Okay.
Well, I don't watch that much. So. Well, the cool thing is that I heard him in another interview. Somebody asked him, said, listen, you have 5 number one programs out there. Why, you know, why have you decided to be the face of this program? We don't know you to be the face of the other programs. Most people don't even know what other programs he's made. But, you know, why are you out here heavily promoting this Bible miniseries that you've joined with History Channel? He says, well, I'm a Christian. I believe in Jesus Christ, and I feel like, you know, I'm called to do this. You know, I'm supposed to do this.
Wow.
And he believes that there's going to be even more biblical movies. In fact, you know, right now they're working on Noah's Ark. It's supposed to be an epic, I mean, amazing. I think Russell Crowe's in that movie. It's supposed it's supposed to be like a major, major epic movie. And Mark Burnett feels that over, you know, the five to 10 years, you're going to see amazing, amazing biblical movies. And he says he believes he's just on the beginning, on the forefront of it. Mm-hmm. And so it's really cool. I think another thing too that, you know, they one of their hearts, because, you know, when you're in that type of field, that they said, you know, we showed our kids the Ten Commandments, the movie The Ten Commandments, and the graphics were, you know, 40-year-old graphics and a little cheesy, and our kids are like, what is this?
Yeah, right, their cartoons got more graphics than that. Yeah,
exactly. So, you know, that's what they do, you know, that's their thing. So they're like, wait a minute, we can do something that's going to add justice and quality. And what's so cool about that, you know, no matter where you are as a believer, you have influence. You have the opportunity to do things with excellence that glorifies God, and that you have a way to do well. There's a platform for you. There is a platform where God can be glorified, and you can do things with excellence, and people can look and say, wow, that's pretty amazing. You think about athletes, you know, we've talked about Tim Tebow and Jeremy Lin and Ari Dickey and, you know, some of these guys that are so outspoken about their walk with the Lord. And I really believe some of these guys have kicked in a door that now there's so many other, I'm hearing like a bunch of these college students now that are sold out for God and they play sports and they're really out vocal about what they believe of God. You see different people in different aspects of careers. Let me tell you something. God's allowed you to be at that job, at that location, at, you know, that business for such a time as this. Mm-hmm. And use it to glorify God. Don't shrink back. But I love what a leader said on the call we had this week. She said, listen, this is who I am. She has scriptures on her board at work, and she says, and she's very successful, and she says, I cannot separate my success from my walk basically with Jesus Christ. I cannot do that. That's I refuse to do that, and I'm willing to take whatever comes with it. And I'm thinking, wow, I love that. I'm saying, I love that. And so be encouraged and being challenged and get a chance. If you get a chance to watch the Bible series, it's wonderful. Get the family around it. And maybe you can DVR if you can't catch it, you know, and watch it at a time where you can. But this is good programming to watch with the family, right?
Definitely. Good
rest assured.
Yeah,
you know,
compared to what else is on television, it's definitely.
Well, yeah, I think the Bible's safe. I think the Bible's safe. Yeah. My goodness.
Exactly.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.